Salatul Tasbih is a special salah that carries great rewards and blessings. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his father Sayyidina Abbas that, "Oh my uncle, shall I give you a gift? Shall I bestow something to you? Shall I inform you of something greatly beneficial? Shall I show you an act? If you render it, Allah will forgive all your sins, old and new, those committed in error and those committed deliberately, sins committed publicly and privately." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went on to teach Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu how to perform Salatul Tasbih. So basically, one has to perform four rakats as you would normally do with the addition of the tasbih. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And the words, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, may be added. So the salah is performed in a way that after reciting the thana in the beginning of the salah, one will recite the tasbih 15 times. And then after reciting Surah Fatiha and your Qira'ah, before going to Ruku, one will then recite the Tasbih 10 times. That is a total of 15 times. Then in Ruku, after reciting the normal Tasbih, you recite it 10 times. After rising from Ruku, in Qawma, you will recite it again 10 times. After going to Sajda and making your Tasbih of Sajda, you will recite it 10 times. In Jalsa, the sitting between the two Sajdas, you will recite it 10 times. And again, in Sajda, you'll recite it 10 times. That will bring a total of 75 times over 4 rakats, which will bring a total of 300 times altogether. Some points to consider is that you should not count loudly and do not count using a tasbih. You may count by pressing the fingers as a reminder. For example, if you're in ruku, you may press your small finger of your right hand first for the first count, then the finger next to it for the second count, then the middle finger for the third count, and following this method until you reach the small finger on the left hand, which will give you the exact count of 10. And you use the same method for qiyam, Sajda and Jalsa. So after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu the way of performing the Salah, he said to him that if possible, perform the Salah daily. If you're unable to, then perform it once a week. If you're unable to, then perform it once a month. If you're unable to, then perform it once a year. And if you're unable to, then perform it at least once in a lifetime. This Salah can be performed at any time of the day or night besides the forbidden times. It is more appropriate in order of preference that it be performed after midday, after Zawal, any time during the day and any time during the night.